He is risen. Alleluia. It feels so good to say that. Lent seemed to take forever this year. And as some of you know, I gave up coffee for Lent. And so to say there's many mugs as empty as the tomb this morning for me. And to make, that's probably not a good thing because I haven't eaten yet, so I'm just had caffeine, so I'm a little wired, but it's all good because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And this gospel that we have this morning is just perfect because everyone is just kind of running all over the place. Mary, early in the morning, is running to the tomb and then running to Peter and John to tell them what she saw. John and Peter run up and sprint towards the tomb, all trying to figure out what just happened. Having witnessed the man who had made all of these promises to them, tortured, humiliated, and killed. And now, where is the body? What is going on? The first person to start all of this is Mary of Magdala, whose witness is really beautiful. Because when Jesus died, it was right before the Sabbath. And so no Jew could go to his tomb until after the Sabbath was over. And Mary waits for the very first opportunity she can go, first thing in the morning, while it is still dark out. And she goes to our Lord fully expecting to find a corpse, where she's going to our Lord despite his apparent death. His apparent death is no deterrent to her faith or her love for him. It's a beautiful example that when God seems to be dead in our life, to not despair or isolate, but to wake up early and go to the tomb, as Mary did. When Mary gets there, though, she does exactly what we have done time and time again in our life. We rationalize something that appears to be too good to be true. Of course, she thinks, someone took the body of Jesus. What else could have happened? He certainly did not rise from the dead, even after saying he would do exactly that. Like Mary, we also so often rationalize the goodness of God in our life and the promises that he made to us. We convince ourselves that we are not good enough to be part of a miracle, or that God truly won't do what he said he would, simply because it seems too good to be true. Do we dare to hope? Well, in reality, it is precisely because it is good that it is true. Yet we can continue to ask, can this really, truly be true? Does God truly love me as he says he does, no matter my shortcomings? Even after he proved he did by washing our feet 3 days ago at the Last Supper. Can it really be true that God thinks I am worth dying for, even though he just did 2 days ago on Good Friday? Can this really be true that God loves me so much that he rises from the dead for me and promises that I will rise as well? O death, where is your sting? Even now, as exciting as this day is, it will not matter if our hearts are not as empty as the tomb Mary found, if that corpse of sin and hatred remain in our heart, if we keep the stone rolled over the entrance to our heart, because there's always that voice in the back of our mind that says, I want to believe, I so want to believe, but not enough to open my heart completely. Is Jesus Christ risen from the dead not only 2,000 years ago, but in your very heart today? Is your heart open? The stone it removed. Because this is it. We will live our life entirely on how we answer this question. Is Jesus Christ risen from the dead? A resounding yes, a maybe, or a no. And I wonder when it will be enough for us to truly open our hearts to him. How many times he has to do what he said he would do? How many times can he free us from slavery, as he did the Hebrews in Egypt? How many times he can give us the promised land, as he did to the Israelites? How many times he can forgive our sins? How many times can he die for us? How many times can he rise from the dead? And still we doubt. That's what St. Peter challenges us in our first reading. He says, you know what has happened. You know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day, and to him all the prophets bear witness, that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. You know what has happened. There is a lot in this life I don't know. I do not know when I will become the person I could be. I do not know when the Lord will purify my desires of my heart. I do not know when I will not fall into sin again. I do not know when this broken world will be fixed. I do not know when God will finally end the suffering of my loved ones. I do not know, I do not know, I do not know. But all of what I do know is that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. What more could we possibly need to know in this life? May the Easter peace, the Easter joy reign in your hearts today. And may you know in your heart that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.